Well, Adelaide is a small city in the scheme of things, but it has a big ambition. Adelaide plans to be the world's first carbon-free city. So look at Copenhagen and San Francisco. Today in the Adelaide CBD, a project was launched which plans to be the first step towards that goal. Michael McGarley reports.
South Australia's first electric share car was showcased in Adelaide today in conjunction with an innovative solar-panelled car charger. The project was coordinated by independent body Conservation SA and launched at Adelaide's community space for conservationists, the Joinery. Conservation SA's CEO, Craig Wilkins, says the project will encourage a shift towards renewable energy.
From now on, people in the City of Adelaide can come along and have a go at driving an electric car, which is powered from the sun. That's, I think, a really exciting opportunity here at the Joinery to actually people to experience and get a feel for what it's like.
How do you see the project progressing?
So this is very much around demonstrating and showing what is possible. And from now on, people who are looking to install electric car chargers or, you know, new battery technology can come along and check it out and see what's possible and then talk to the installers and get that practical advice about making it happen. Equally, people who are wanting to trial driving an electric car can come along and experience that. So this is very much around giving people an opportunity to give new technology a go.
The Joinery's coordinator, Catherine Warhurst, says the launch is more than just a car.
There's a whole bunch of firsts in this system. So it's the first publicly visible installation of the Redflow batteries, which are a new product, a new domestic product for people to be able to use batteries at home. And that connects up to the Tindo solar panels on the roof that generate the power. We have a whole lot of fancy integration electrical systems in between. And then that also comes out through the car charging point into the hybrid electric car.
South Australia's Minister for Climate Change, Ian Hunter, says it is just the beginning of an exciting future of energy innovation.
Yes, it's one car outside of the Joinery, but it points to the future. Electric vehicles, recharging points around the City of Adelaide, it fits into the Adelaide City Council's plan for the future, the State Government's plan for the future, and builds on all of these innovative industries and businesses here in South Australia who want to help design the solutions to our climate change problems.
What other projects are in the mix for the future?
We've got a whole range of announcements to roll out over the year, but just for example, the government's put out its purchase of electricity to the private sector in expressions of interest process to see if we can get an innovative, reduced emissions energy supply. We've also put out our fleet to the sector. As I've said, look, this is what the government buys in terms of cars. Come and talk to us about how we can drive down emissions by purchasing low-emission vehicles. That's just a taste of what we're trying to do, but we'll be working with the council in particular to drive projects in the CBD so we can actually become the world's first carbon-neutral city. That's our ambitious goal.
Adelaide is currently in competition with carbon-neutral city leaders such as Copenhagen and San Francisco. Mr. Hunter doesn't know when Adelaide will reach top spot, but he says the race is on.
There's no date. It's going to be who is the winner. Some cities have said we want to be there by 2025. I think others have said 2020. That could be an ambitious target. But the key thing is the race generates an enthusiasm to succeed.
Absolutely. Ian Hunter, he's South Australian Minister for Climate Change, ending that report by Michael McGarley.